Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
To bring the kids
jingle
bells and
everyone telling you be of good cheer. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
It's the most wonderful
time of the year. There'll be much
misbehaving and hearts will be glowing to love ones are near. It's the most wonderful, most marvelous, wonderful time.
Good morning, it's Christmas Day. The angel announced at the birth of Christ, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Listen to the angel's song. The song consists of three parts, the object of our redemption, glory to God in the highest, and they sang also of the result of redemption, on earth. This was a new note in the song, and they gave the source of our redemption, goodwill toward men. Well, it's a wonderful song, the angel singing. Has this song then ever been repeated, or was it just one solitary note in this world's darkness and gloom? No, the angels always sing this song on Christmas Day. What do you say? Do they keep Christmas Day in heaven? Why, yes, the angels always sing this song on Christmas Day. For every day is Christmas Day when Christ is born. Not in a broken manger, but in a broken heart. And whensoever Jesus Christ is born again in any poor sinner's soul, there's always joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And they sing this very song. You may bring glory to God, and the angel choir will sing once more, glory to God in the highest. Isn't that good news? You too can catch something of the Father's will. You too can seek to throw goodwill upon this weary world. You too can re-echo the song. You too, as you go out into the world, can sing to bring glory to God. You can answer your own prayers by singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. This is wonderful news for us this Christmas day. I trust you're off to a good start. We're anticipating God's help throughout the day, wherever we may be. But as we gather at 10:30 this morning for our one service on this Christmas day, I hope you can join us. And especially, if not, that you can join us online and join in the worship of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, who we celebrate His birth this very day. Thanks for joining us here on Missionary Echoes. Stay tuned for a great time together.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er silent flocks by night, behold, shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
and tremble when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus
that hailed our Savior's birth. Tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Thank you, Stettler Trio. What a song of celebration. Lord, I praise you for giving us so much to celebrate today, so much to sing about, so much to rejoice about. We just praise you for the coming of our Messiah into this world, and what a difference maker he has been for every soul that trusts him, for every nation that depends on him. What a difference you can make all over the world and on behalf of every effort of mankind. Lord, we worship you this morning. We thank you for this Christmas day that we can celebrate your birth. And we pray that you will be welcomed in the heart of every listener this morning, and that there will be a grand celebration this day of the birth of our Savior. We thank you for all of our listening audience. We pray your blessing on each household as we enjoy the time of worship and the time with family and friends. Be near to those who are alone today and those who may be grieving the loss of a loved one that they no longer have to celebrate such days as this together. And Lord, we'll give you thanks and praise for your comfort, your peace, your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Peace. Peace, peace on earth and goodwill to all. This is a time for joy. This is a time. Let us all sing together of peace on earth. Sleep.
That was Haven Quartet with a beautiful medley of Christmas songs. We are indeed comforted by the peace of God. Well, we are going to gather at 10:30 this morning, this Christmas Day, for a worship service. We invite you to come and join us. Nothing like being present in person for services. We hear that time and again from individuals, but we are thankful to have the online option available, and many people do join us for the live streaming of our services. So if that's you, why, we're certainly inviting you to connect at 10:30 this morning for our worship service. Wednesday night, we'll have our regular prayer meeting time at 7:30. Hope and Blast also happening for children and young people. We saw the results of some of that in our Christmas services, and we appreciate all of the effort that is put into teaching our children and young people and the opportunities for Bible study that we have coming up this Wednesday night again at 7:30. Next Sunday, New Year's Day, we will gather for our usual schedule. The buses will be running, Sunday school will be happening, morning worship, evening worship. You are invited to join us right at the outset of the new year on January the 1st, next Sunday morning. Do stay tuned as we enjoy some more good Christmas music and a message from God's Word. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Sacrifice of Calvary, and now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all.
Some of us well remember the Richard Beckham and Rex Bullock days, and we appreciate that old recording that they made many years ago. Reminds me of the scripture that says in Galatians chapter 4, "But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." The title of this message is, God is Ready When You Are. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the people of God in Galatia, reviewed the providence of God across many years to a given point in history. Then he said that when the world was ready, God was ready. It was at that moment that Jesus came. There is a truth about the ways of our Lord that can never be matched by the ways of humanity. It has to do with patience. What God does in his purposes, he does in his own time, and he is in no hurry to do it. To the contrary, what people do, they want to see accomplished in their own time. But first the seed, we're reminded, then the sapling, and then the sturdy oak. Things just take time, don't they? People formulate their plans and expect tomorrow to see their plan completed. Paul pointed out to the Galatian Christians that when the world was ready, but most of all when God was ready, Jesus came. Jesus came to this world as a baby, lived among people for approximately 33 years, died on a cross, and rose from the dead according to the purposes of God. And Paul summarized in the fullness of time, God was ready for the redemption of the world, and when it was just exactly the right time, Jesus came. The world was ready for Jesus. They were ready politically. The dominating feature of the world to which Jesus came was unification. This was the outstanding accomplishment of the Caesars. It was a new world. There were new horizons. There was no conglomerate of antagonistic national coalitions looking across giant barriers. The world at the coming of Jesus was a Roman world. The roads were Roman roads. From east to west and north to south ran the great roads of Rome. The Rome builders were paving the way for the industries for the movement of the merchandising processes of Rome. Little did they know that they were paving the way for the coming of the Son of God. The language barrier was eliminated. The Greek language was spoken and understood at this time around the world. Communication between people has always been a problem, but Jesus had the power to supersede that problem. The world was ready economically for Jesus. Underneath the magnificence and splendor of the Roman world was unrest and poverty. Two of every three men on the streets of Rome were slaves. When the poets of Rome wrote of the Golden Age, they were writing of the past and not of the present. There was an economic affluence, but a deep moral vacuum. So, morally, the world was ready for Jesus. 19th century poet Algernon Charles Swinburne said that Jesus has taken all the gaiety and great spiritedness of Rome away. Any idea that the ancient world was a happy, light-hearted one and stood at peace in the spiritual realm is neither historically nor practically accurate. Paul speaks of this at length in the first three chapters of Romans. Rome had sinned its youth away. All the freshness of youth was gone, and the worm and canker of grief was at work producing the spiritual vacuum. So spiritually, the world was ready for Jesus. The old gods of Rome were dead or dying. There were two alternatives that seemed obvious. One, a new batch of gods were imported from the East. Mystical religions and oriental deities were brought in to stimulate the decayed souls of Rome. Among the philosophers who overcrowded Olympus, the place where the gods lived was an outstanding joke. The other alternative for a supply of gods was the Caesars themselves. Caesar worship appeared. The emperor himself was afforded divine honor. His image was erected in every town square and government building. In the backdrop of all this was Jewish expectation of the coming Messiah. He would come to save God's people from their sins. It is not difficult to move these truths to the present tense. This year says again to us that the world is ready for Jesus. The political needs, the economic crises, the moral vacuum, and the dearth of religious commitment speak firmly to us that the world is ready for Jesus. Secondly, I notice that our world is ready for the Spirit of Jesus. Politically, a new world has appeared for our time. The drastic transitions that are happening in the great national and international power structures of our world speak to us of the inability of political systems to structure any kind of design that has satisfactory human consequences. Quite frankly, politics is not the answer. Economically, never has our world had so many consumer goods and yet so little personal human fulfillment. Materialism has swept around our world. Commercialization is more obvious at this season of the year than at any other time. It is not difficult for one to point up the paradox that exists between the contents of the songs that are sung, the carols that are played, the dramas that are presented, and the decorations of the stores, the anxious looks on people's faces, and the behavior patterns of society. Our world needs to turn to Jesus for a basis for moral integrity. The coming of Christ into this world provided once and for all a foundation for determination of moral relationships. By the coming of Jesus into this world, we can have a foundation on which to raise not only the question, "What do I think?" but also, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" God is ready. The world is ready too. But notice with me the human paradox. Christmas is a time when we emphasize the joy of giving. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. But there's a sense in which Christmas depends on the joy of receiving. The purposes of God today are surely concerned with politics, economics, morals, and religion. God is concerned with the falling apart of nations, with the downward trend of human values, and with the degeneration of lives to useless goals. God is ready, and the world is ready. Now the question is whether His people are ready to receive this gift of God today. Are you ready for the faith promised in Jesus? Faith is an ability in every life, for all of us, for each of us. Faith is within our grasp. When Jesus came, He brought to this world the realization of faith and what it really is and does. The writer of Hebrews insists without faith it is impossible to please God. He describes a faith that makes the impossible possible, a faith that asks us to do what we cannot do, a faith that produces consequences for human life that cannot be produced by another. Are you ready for the faith that is promised in Jesus? Are you ready for the hope that is promised in Jesus? Hope expresses the circumstances of yesterday in terms of fulfillment in positive tones tomorrow. Hope takes our faith in yesterday and moves it as a reality into tomorrow. Hope lives in expectation and in expected fulfillment. People must dream their dreams. Self-pity and pessimism produce a dormant life. Jesus brought to this world, once and for all, a living, vital hope. Are we ready to receive it? Are you ready for the love promised in Jesus? Jesus brings this world love. Are we ready to receive it as He brings faith, hope, and love to us? An eminent minister of yesterday was asked to define Christianity in a single sentence. He replied with the words of a beloved children's hymn, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Friend, that's a great definition of Christianity. Surely the world is ready for faith, hope, and love. Political science, social science, educational techniques, material affluence, all of these can produce some value for people in our time. But the vacuum is too heavy and the breach is too broad for life that has no reality in faith, hope, and love. The question for our world today is this: are you ready to receive the gift of God's Spirit and then reflect it in our world today? God is ready when you are. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son that we might receive the adoption of sons. Have you received what Jesus has provided? Friend, God is ready when you are. It's a free gift extended to you this Christmas day. Oh, how wonderful it would be to hear that today you gave your heart to Jesus, that you surrendered your life to Him, that you've opened the door and have given Jesus access to the room of your heart. Take full control. Lord, let him have his unhindered way. And friend, you'll have no regrets for the remaining days of your life. God bless you, and Merry Christmas from the Lebanon God's Missionary Church and all of us here at Missionary Echoes.
Lift up your heads, no need to mourn. His hand is stretched out still. For unto us a child is born.
He's the key.